the Lord is good. This heavenly bread fills a hungry soul. Drink from the well that will ne'er run dry. Come to the living water and be whole. Taste and you'll see that the Lord is good. This heavenly bread fills a hungry soul. Drink from the well that will ne'er run dry. Come to the living water and be whole. I will bless the Lord with my mouth. I will sing his praises. My soul lives in the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Heavenly bread fills a hungry soul. Drink from the well that will ne'er run dry. Come to the living water and be whole. I sought the Lord and he heard my cry. Delivered me from all my fears. Lift your head and see, for God comes to you. Taste and you'll see that the Lord is good.
Taste and you'll
see that the Lord is good.
This heavenly
bread is a hungry soul.
Drink from the
well that will ne'er run dry. Come to the living water. Taste and you'll see that the Lord is good.
Come to the living
water. Drink from the living water and be whole.
Before the Bethel Baptist Church, if you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. A thank you for the great missionary Christmas offering. It was really marvelous. It was totaled approximately $28,000, which means that $2,935 was sent to each missionary, and some have already received their checks. Thank you so much. The Christmas cantata will be performed next Sunday, December 7th at 5 o'clock, and so please invite your family, friends, and neighbors. All are welcome. The ladies' Christmas party will be Monday, December 8th at Mary Tomlinson's home, and please refer to the insert in your bulletin for the time. Also, there is a sign-up sheet in the kitchen. Please check the inserts in your bulletin for information on other events coming up in the near future. We will be having our fellowship luncheon today, directly following this service, and everyone's invited for good food and fellowship. Now, this being the last Sunday of the month, all other activities following the service at Pacific Hills Manor this afternoon are canceled. Please refer also to the regular insert in your bulletin for activities this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 108, verses 3 and 4. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reaches unto the clouds. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let us begin our worship with hymn number 36, A Mighty Fortress is Our God.
Oh,
Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 417, In Christ There Is No East or West. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 181, Onward, Christian Soldiers.
Please remain standing for prayer. And as a pastor, I again want to thank you for the overwhelming offering on the missionary Christmas present. Some of the missionaries received the money already. I don't know how Mrs. Cassandra sent it, but some of them have it. And they were shocked, and they called me. One of the missionaries had a car, a broken car, and now the repair is about... there's 1,000 euros, and that will cover completely. Other missionaries have to pay off something. They all were crying. And I'm crying because God is good and have blessed us with a congregation who is responsible and have a vision on the spiritual matters. Father, we pray with thanksgiving for the wonders of your love and the care that you have for each one of us. We thank you, Father, that you have a program made. You created the church under the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only he is the foundation, he is the head. And as the Bible was developed and came to a conclusion, we have what to do as a church body. All the ingredients are there in the Bible. All the commands and the directions are there. And when we follow, you bless us greatly. And we thank you, Father. One of the commands is to receive the Holy Spirit. And that's what you do, Father. You send the Holy Spirit to those who believe. And then, Father, we are to be witness right here in Samaria, in Jerusalem, in Samaria, and everywhere we go. And Father, we do it through radio, we do it through internet, through trade ministry, and through real man-to-man missionaries who are doing a remarkable work in different areas of the world and in different styles. And so we are blessed by this congregation who have a vision that the program of the church is evangelize, and that the solution to the world is not a government, but Christ controlling our life and changing our life. And as a church body, Father, I'm just so proud to be the pastor of this church. Thank you, Lord, for our missionaries. Carolyn and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, David and Denise Ruth, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Marta Poretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Jose and Diana Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. Thank you, Lord, for this wonder that we have people everywhere doing the same thing we do, presenting the divine word of God and the plan of salvation. Christ, our Lord, died, he was buried, he rose again for our sin to give us freedom. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to pray for those who are sick, and we are grateful that Mrs. Campana is back home and is improving. For Mrs. Peretto, we pray. For Tom Curley, Lord, thank you. And Lord, for we used to pray for Jerry and Mary in Costa Rica. Now they attended the church, and as a result, they have a church in the area, and we pray for that church in Costa Rica that they may flourish and grow and have a wonderful teaching, so that they may be grateful, Father, for you providing for them a home where they can be instructed in the Word. We thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in our life. We thank you for the new project of our church, for the new building. And little by little, the pieces are coming together. And one day, we will leave this place and be in a larger place. And so, Father, people will feel much better than Thai as they are now. But, Father, how gracious you are that you give us a board of directors with wisdom to analyze every step of the way so that we don't have a big problem later on. Thank you, Lord. And now as we worship you, we pray, Lord, that you bless our congregation and you bless those participating and bless me as I explain your word with clarity and simplicity. Thank you again for the provision. So bless the offering and bless the giving. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Acts. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1181 for Acts chapter 2 for verse 1, and then turn the next page to 1182 for verses 41 through 47. We will be reading Acts chapter 2 verse 1 and then verses 41 through 47. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word? And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. In the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Blessed is the word of God. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you that you have brought us together. Brought us together this day that we may worship you and learn from your eternal word, which has been graciously preserved in the scriptures. We are forever grateful to have the faithful teaching of the apostles in those scriptures as the foundation for our spiritual growth and maturity. We thank you that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we have become partners with the Lord Jesus Christ and each other, and this is forever. Help us to encourage one another to righteousness and obedience to your word. We thank you for our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him with all wisdom and knowledge as he comes to reveal the great truths from the scriptures. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and tape and CD with understanding, so that we may be transformed by the renewing of our minds. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?